People are so unsure and they're shaking. But Lord, allow me to declare what thus saith the Lord. I pray, God, you let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, to be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God said amen. Amen. I want to talk about help in a time of trouble. You may be seated. Help in a time of trouble. Where do you turn in a time of trouble? Where do you turn when everything is falling around you? Where do you turn when all your emergency plans are out the door? Where do you turn when your emergency money is being tapped into? Where do you turn when the very things that we stand on as a nation are now are in jeopardy? Where do you go? Where do you turn to for help? When the security system fails you. When your plans fail you, where do you go? Because life sometimes, my brothers and my sister, all has some what we call ups and downs, some unexpected turns along life's way. What do you do in time of trouble? And right now in this time that we're in an unexpected turn. We don't know which way to go. We don't know how this thing is going to work out. But I want to encourage you today, where do you turn to in a time of trouble? Well, I'm going to give you some encouragement right from the word of God. Right here from Psalms 21. How do you help seek help in your time of trouble? Well, we turn to one Psalms 121. Psalms 121 is called a song of ascent. It's a very special group of psalms comprising from one Psalms 120 to Psalms 134. They're called pilgrim songs. Four of these songs are attributed to King David. Psalms 122, 124, 131, and 133. And one is contributed to King Solomon, Psalms 127. While the remaining 10 remain anonymous. But some people believe there was King Hezekiah. But the city of Jerusalem was seated high on a hill. And the Jews traveled there three times to observe the festival's traditions. And as they traveled, they would sing these songs. According to some of their tradition, the Jewish priests also would sing some of these songs of ascent as they walked the steps of the temple. Each of these songs in this collection begins with a title, the Song of Ascent. Where perhaps they are not originally composed for this purpose, the songs are later grouped together used to traveling toward Jerusalem, the yearly festival. Well, that's encouraging right there, my brothers and my sisters. In a time of trouble, we got to learn how to worship God in a time of trouble. My brothers and my sisters, we do not focus on what's going on around us, but we walk by faith and not by sight. So what do you do in a time of trouble? Number one, my brothers and my sisters, God is our help in troubled times. God is our help in troubled times. In the first verse, he said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. That's a good place to look up to in a time of trouble. You got to know what to look to in a time of trouble. In this day and time, we are always looking at other things instead of looking to the very place we need to look at. In this day and time, some people are looking to Washington for their help. Some people are looking to CNN or Fox News for their help. If I take it a step further, some folks even looking to the mailbox or their bank account to see where their help come from in the form of a stimulus check. But I want to tell you, where do your help come to for in a time of trouble? Well, we got to learn to look to Jehovah, Yahweh. And that's why all of our help comes from. It comes from the Lord. My brothers and my sisters, all of my help comes from the Lord. Why do your help come from the Lord? Because the Lord is the source. He is the power of everything we have. The Lord we serve is sovereign. He has omnipotent power. He has all power in his hands. That's a good place to look to in a time of trouble. The one who has all power in his hands. In this day and time where the doctors and the scientists and the politicians don't know what to do, but I know one who knows what to do, and by the name of Jehovah, Yahweh, he know what to do in a time of trouble because he is God. Yeah. What do you turn to in a time of trouble? Well, y'all don't tell you, I know they're saying that the churches are closed and we can't worship God. That does not stop us from still worshiping God. That don't still stop us worshiping God on this pilgrim journey that we on. We got to look to the hills for which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. In this time of trouble, we all get weary on the journey of life. Just like these these Israelites, they was weary on the journey as they made their way up the mountain, and they began to get a little tired, but they had to realize that their help and their strength came from the Lord. Because in that mountain, there were some robbers. There were some uneven roads along the way. And sometimes, even in life, life gets uneven for all of us. Life gets rocky sometimes. Life has some trouble, but it's good to know, despite whatever life does, so we still have some help. In the midst of this coronavirus, it's COVID-19. The one I'm telling you to look to has the power to destroy it. Amen. The one who I'm telling you to look to has the power to destroy it and to kill it. What do you turn to and help in a time of trouble? Can I just encourage you that everything is under the control of God? That God has got this thing under control? Well, where is God at right now? Let's say everybody's going, where is God right now? Well, God is in his proper place. He is looking down. He's right here beside us. That's where God is, my brothers and my sisters. See, God in the beginning, he created the heavens and the earth. See, the Lord we serve, the one we talk about who made heaven and earth, has some out of nothing power. He can just speak and things begin to happen. All he got to do is speak it and corona will cease. All he got to do is say the corona will no longer be no more. So that's the kind of God I'm telling you to look to in a time of trouble. Despite what enemies we may face, my brothers and my sisters. We have a God that has helped in a time of trouble. Well, what kind of help do we have? Well, if you and I are born again believer, a child of God, we have something inside of us called the Holy Spirit that's living down inside each and every one of us. The moment we gave our life to Christ, the Holy Spirit came and took residence in all of our lives. So the Holy Spirit is with us each and every day of our life. See, that's why in John 16, he says, in this life, you're going to have some trouble. But be of good cheer, I've already overcome the world. But also, he said, but it's very important, fellas, that I go away. If I don't go away, the Holy Spirit cannot come. So the good news is that if you are born again believer, you're not alone in troubled times. You have the Holy Spirit with you in each and every day of your life. I'm talking about Holy Spirit comes and to live inside of each and every born again believer. That's a good place to have somebody in the troubled times. Especially during this time of social distance. Especially during this time when you can't be around nobody, you're not alone. You have the Holy Spirit with you. He's our help in troubled times. Not only God is our help in troubled times, the Lord is our keeper. The second thing is the Lord is our keeper. The Lord, in verse 3, the Lord says, I will not allow your foot to be moved. That's good news. The Lord said, I will not allow your foot to be moved. The Lord said, I will not allow your foot to be moved. I said we're in some troubled times, right? I told you we're in some uneven paths of life right now. But despite how even the roads get of life, God said, I will not allow your foot to be moved. Despite the rocks and the slippery slopes of life, I will not allow your foot to be moved. That's good news in troubled time. In troubled time, we have a place of called stability in Christ. We have some stability because on Christ, the solid rock we stand. That's a good place to be, on Christ, the solid rock. Yeah. The God Christ said, upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. Christ did not say the hell would not come, but all he said, the hell would not prevail against us. See, hell is going to come, but it just won't prevail. So long you set it on Christ, nothing can ever get in your way because God is a keeper in troubled times. God is a keeper in troubled times. God, we got to remember the promises of God. We got to hold to the promise of God. God said, I will never leave you, nor would I forsake you. That's a promise, y'all. God has not left us. God has not abandoned us in these troubled times. Because why? Because God's obligation of being God, that he is a keeper. God can never cease to do his duty as God. God is a keeper in troubled times. Not only God is a keeper in troubled times, but also God said, lo, I'm with you, even to the ends of the age. Yes, the foundations of life may crumble. There are times we feel like giving up or giving in, but we need to realize that he is able to lift us up out of the troubled places and place our feet on a stability and a stable ground. Despite how bad things get around us, God is able to keep us.
Can I just encourage you and remind you that we are in a fight for our life? Jude reminds us to contend for the faith. But Jude said, as we contend for the faith, we fight for the faith. But he said, now unto him was able to keep you from falling. God is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless in the presence of exceeding glory, exceeding joy. Not only God is able to keep you from falling, but the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. See, really, 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 God has already orchestrated all of our lives, according to Psalms 139. See, God has already written a play for all of our lives, and we just played a part as actors and actors in God's great scheme of things. See, we just playing a part. God already has ordered all of our steps each and every day. See, God is the watchman of our souls. He's the keeper of our souls. So God is able to keep us in troubled times. The Bible says that he will not allow your feet to be moved. He who keeps you never will not slumber. God will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel never slumber, nor does he sleep. That's good news in troubled times, that God can keep us. Now, if you had a guard dog at your house and you depend on that guard dog or that dog to watch your house in troubled time, every now and then he'll go to sleep on the job. Every now and then you got an alarm system, and that alarm system, every now and then, the batteries will fail you. It'll go into sleep mode or something like that. But it's good to know that our security is in the Lord that never sleeps, nor does it slumber. Yeah. The Lord never sleeps nor slumber. He's always on the job. I can remember a few months ago when our twins was a little younger. And it was times I would come in the house 11:30, 12 o'clock, getting off work, and they would be pacing and walking the floor, and they would be sleepless or restless, couldn't go to sleep. But when I come home, they would come to me and get in my lap and get in the chair with me, and I would rock them to sleep. And I would be up, but they would go to sleep. Y'all get that, right? They would come in my lap, they would go to sleep, and I would be up. And that's kind of how God is with us, my brothers and my sisters. We'll crawl up in the arms and the laps of God in the troubled times because he's a keeper, and God is able to rock us to sleep and to put us to sleep. And he's up by being God, and we're sleep resting in the master's arm. That's a good place to be because God is a keeper in troubled times. God is a keeper in troubled times. As I'm trying to make my point here, as I make my point here, back in World War II, about God as a keeper. Germany were bombing London all night long, and every night each terrible attacks was coming out to London, and they searched through the rubbles to find people. Everybody was accounted for except one old grandmother, Miss Smith, and they searched everywhere for her, and finally someone found her in her bedroom asleep. And they asked Grandma Smith, how could you sleep in these troubled times? How can you sleep when the bombs are dropping all around you? Her answer was priceless, y'all. That she said, well, the Bible says that he who keeps Israel never sleeps, nor does he slumber. So I decided, I don't need both of us being up. I decided to go to sleep and let him stay up. And that's all I'm trying to say. In your troubled times, learn how to rest in the Lord. Learn how to rest in Jesus in your troubled times, because God can keep you in your troubled times. That's encouraging to somebody today. While you worried about mask and gloves, learn how to rest in Jesus. The Lord is keeping you. It ain't that the hand sanitizer and the mask can keep you. It's the Lord that keeps you. The one who made the mask, who made the hand sanitizer, is able to keep you. Not only God is a helper, not only God is a keeper, but our third thing, God is a protector in troubled times. God is a protector in troubled times. Right here in the text, God says, the Lord is a keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is a protector in troubled times. As I said, we're in a fight, y'all. I don't know about this easy Christian walk that everybody wants to paint sometime, that once you become a Christian, your life is going to be easy and it's going to be running through the tulips and everything's going to be all right. No. That's not the Christian life, because Jesus said in his life, you're going to have some trouble. But the good news is, my brother, my sister, despite the enemies that we may face, despite the enemies that we may have, we have a protector. We have a protector. This verse reminds us that the Lord is upon us. The Lord is there to protect us. We're in a fight. Yes, the enemy, Satan, the world, the flesh, the devil, all those things we have to fight. Then also we got a fight that we call the unholy trinity, called me, myself, and I sometimes. But we all have some stuff we have to deal with. We have some enemies, but the good to know that God is able to protect us even from ourselves. Yeah, God's able to protect even from ourselves. The Bible says God don't lead us until he pulls us out of temptation. He pulls us out of sin. So God's able to pull us out of those things. God is a protector. This verse tells us that the Lord is a shade upon our right hand. In ancient times, when the soldiers went out to battle, they carried two things. They carried a sword and they carried a shield. Normally, the shield was carried in the left hand and the right hand was the sword, meaning that the right side was the most vulnerable for the attacks. That means the right side was most vulnerable for the attacks of the enemy to come against them. Well, the psalmist is telling us that God takes up a defense position in all of our lives. That the Lord protects us at our most vulnerable places. The Lord protects us at our most vulnerable places. The Lord is able to be a shield and a protection in troubled times. So yes, the Lord is not caught off guard. The previous verse said he don't sleep nor slumber. So that's one reason he don't sleep or slumber. He's always there to protect us, even in troubled times. Just like football. The quarterback depends on the right guard and the left guard to be a protection in those blind spots. It's good to know that we got a protector in God who's able to protect us even in our blind spots. The Lord is able to protect us from danger, seen and unseen. I really believe that now. Yes, the Lord does give his angels charge over us, but most important, he charges himself to watch over us. That's good news. The Lord is a keeper. The Lord is a shade at our right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. As they made this journey, that's the flow of the text is the people are on a journey. And as they climbed that mountain, the mid-eastern sun would be dangerous on them. The condition would be were harmful to them. They would overheat and shut down, and many of them would die because of the heat stroke. And then even as they journeyed, when the sun went down, the moon, it would get cool so quick, and unlike the sunstroke, it affected their minds. And so many people in that time dealt with what we call mental illness. And as we kind of get that word lunatic, it refers to someone having some mental disturbance. But we also, my brothers and my sisters, just like the sun and the moon in those times, we all are subject to the attacks. We all are subject to the fiery attacks of life. And if we're not careful, we don't have a shade of protection over us that's covering us, then many of us will die, will fall out, will lose hope, lose faith. But it's good to know that we can still have faith because we got a protector in troubled times. But the Lord is able to be a shade to us. The Lord is our shade. He's able to protect us from the enemies that may come against us. The Lord is a protector. The Lord not only is a helper, not only God keeps us, he protects us. But the Lord, in verse 7, shall preserve you from all evil. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. Even in the midst of a corona outbreak in our world, the Lord should keep you from all evil. Well, how can the Lord keep you from all evil? Well, the Bible says in Psalms 46:1 that God is our refuge, that he's a very present help in a time of trouble. That's good to know that God is our refuge. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. So also, not only God is a protector, but also God is able to preserve us. God is able to preserve his people. Yes, God is able to preserve us from all the trouble that's going on during this pandemic. God can keep us during corona. God can keep us because he can preserve his people. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. That's why I can put my hope and trust in the Lord in troubled times. This ain't the first time we had to face something like Corona. That ain't the first time. Now, if you put your hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ has defeated sin. That's the greatest thing that ever could have tried to destroy you is sin. But that has been defeated by the atoning sacrificial work on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I'm glad that the Lord is able to preserve us because he bore our sins in his body on the tree. So that's why we can put our hope and trust in God of being a preserver, because the Lord has already paid for our sins. So I don't have to fear Corona because it's already defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord will keep us from all evil. Well, let me say that in balance, y'all. I'm not saying that the Lord will not keep us from trouble or adversity. That will come. Adversity and trouble will come. But the good news is you got somebody that's going to keep you and preserve you during the trouble. Yeah. That's the good news of it. You're not alone in the troubled times. You got somebody that's keeping you during those troubled times. God is there to spare us from all hurt, all the things may come against us. What does this verse teach us? That God is watching over us. He's on accomplishing his purpose in all of our lives. See, during these troubled times that we're in, that the church is in a new place that it's doing, the virtual church, well, the church is really doing what Acts 2 did. The church was not in a building, but it was moving, and it was mobile. And that's what I see the church is. See, what has happened when it has forced the church to be the church. The church is loving its neighbor. The church is feeding the sick and clothing those. And that's all what God has called the church to do. Not be locked up in the four walls of a building and me and my little social club, but God has called the church to move. And that's, I'm glad that what he's doing in this day and time. God is able to keep you from all evil. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in. Excuse me, the Lord shall preserve your soul. And if your soul is in the Lord, as Brother Chris, I always remind, our soul has been anchored. Our soul is in the Lord. We are in the Lord. That's a good place to be. We're preserved. We're sealed until the day of redemption, church. And absolutely nothing can break that. Nothing can separate that. No Corona, no COVID-19, no other, any other disease they want to make or come up with. Nothing can ever, ever separate us from God, because God's able to preserve us in a time of trouble. God is able to preserve us. The scriptures filled all type of examples. Let's consider Job. Job lost everything. He lost his family. He lost his wealth. He lost everything. But he did not choose God foolish. He just trusted God. The Lord give and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Joseph was thrown into the pit and sold and enslaved by his brothers and locked up in jail and raised up, and all those things happening in Joseph's life. But Joseph said, what you meant for evil, God meant for my good. And sometimes God is doing some things for our good. It may not always be an easy process. It may not always be an easy road to get there. Sometimes God got to take you through the rough patches to learn that he is God. And he's able to preserve and keep you, that you and I can trust him. Because remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So sometimes God got to take you through the rough patch to let you know he's able to keep you in troubled times. Oh, now what about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They were thrown in a fiery furnace. I'm talking about being preserved. They were thrown in a fiery furnace, bound up. But the good news is that God came right there in the fiery furnace with them. Not only did God come in a fiery furnace with him, he unbound them. But the very thing that was meant to destroy them did not harm them, but it basically tested their faith and encouraged them that God is able. Not only did God preserve them, that's what I'm talking about, being preserved, being sealed by Christ, being in Christ, but the very people that thrown them in the fiery furnace caught on fire themselves. So all I'm trying to say is don't be afraid for this thing called corona. Long as you're in Christ, Christ can preserve and God can keep you in troubled times. What about Paul? Paul was shipwrecked, snake bitten, left for dead. Ultimately, he was beheaded and he was killed. But he was physically, mentally, emotionally beat up. But Paul had a testimony. And that's all I'm trying to say is, I'm not trying to say that all Christians are exempt from being exposed to corona. I'm not trying to say that, because all Christians must go through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm not trying to say that we're going to get a pass through this thing. But what I am trying to say is, yes, don't fear corona. Corona can only destroy the body, but it cannot destroy the soul. So Paul has a testimony to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So yes, corona, COVID-19 can come. It can do what it want to do to my body, but it cannot destroy my soul, because I'll be absent from the body. I'll be present with the Lord because I've been preserved. I've been kept by the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's a good place to be. And Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 8, for I'm convinced that neither death nor life nor angel nor demon nor principality, nothing, any power, height, depth, any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So nothing, I mean absolutely nothing in troubled times can separate us from the love of God in these troubled times. Oh, God says in John 10, I'm talking about being sealed. I'm talking about the doctrine of eternal security. The Bible says in John 10, what can pluck you out of my hands? What can snatch you out of the hands of the loving Father and the loving God? Who's bad enough, big enough, strong enough to come and snatch you out of the hands of God and take your soul? I'm talking about nothing, because you are in the hands of God. You're preserved. I'm preserved. You're in Christ. We're preserved because the Holy Spirit is keeping us. He watches our going out and our coming in. Every little detail of our life, God is in tune. Every little step we take, God is already watching. Whatever's going to happen tomorrow, God is already there. What's going to happen next week? God already been there. Because God is omnipresent. Whatever we face in life, God has already done it, because God watches our going out and our coming in. Even forevermore, not just like even more, because we're in the hands of God, we're preserved by God. God is keeping us throughout all eternity. We're secure, my brothers and my sisters. We're secure. I don't know what else this world going to bring, what else going to happen, but I'm secure. You're secure in the Lord. Out there in the virtual world, I want to encourage you that we have some help in some troubled times. I'm not asking you to go out and look out mountain, a signal mountain, but I want you to look at another mountain, another hill. I'm on a hill called Calvary. I know it's next Sunday, but I just want to celebrate Jesus right now. Jesus went to a hill called Calvary. He suffered, bled, and died. He was pierced in his side, a crown of thorns on his head, nails in his feet, and nails in his hand. He went into the tomb and stayed there for 3 days and 3 nights. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. And I have put my hope and faith in the finished work of Christ. I can make it through these troubled times. I can make it through the troubled times. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But my hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to talk about help in troubled times. I'm done. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise and praise God for his word. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, we invite you. We invite you to come and come to Christ where you are. Come to Christ where you are. And if you want to know more.